meine sehr geehrten.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would also like to welcome you to today's conference call. Together with Wolfgang Nickel, I'd now like to explain the most important developments in the third quarter of 2020, and we look forward to answering your questions afterward. Let me start by saying that despite experiencing a seasonally weak third quarter in our crop science business, we're confident that on an operational level we'll be able to meet the revised full-year outlook we issued in August. In the first 9 months of the year, we were able to keep our business performance steady against the prior year period on a currency and portfolio adjusted basis. This is also the case with core earnings per share, which came in at €5.07 and thus matched the prior year level despite negative currency effects. This clearly illustrates that we're active in the right markets and that Bayer is well positioned to overcome this unprecedented coronavirus crisis, bolstered by a resilient business and motivated workforce. Like all companies, we have experienced major challenges in 2020 that we hadn't been expecting at the beginning of the year. Even during the first wave of the pandemic, we did everything in our power to ensure that our employees and their families received the very best protection and support. We've provided customers, patients, and farmers with a secure supply of what are, in some cases, life-saving products. And we've opened up our labs. The entire company and the many volunteers from within our ranks have provided a huge amount of support with testing equipment and medicines, as well as donations of money and equipment. We have learned how to respond to the pandemic and have worked to ensure we are best equipped to tackle it. The number of infections has been rising rapidly again in recent weeks. Governments around the world are introducing comprehensive protective measures and significant restrictions on public life and in private settings. We are all aware that the virus will be with us for a long period of time, and here at Bayer, we will continue to do our utmost to ensure that our employees are safe, that patients, consumers, and farmers are supplied with products, and that we live up to our social responsibility as a good corporate citizen. That's what we stand for, as does our vision, health for all, hunger for none. Before handing over to Wolfgang Nickel to take you through the most important details of our third quarter performance, I'd like to take a look at some further developments over recent months. First, I would like to give you a brief update on the litigation related to glyphosate. After the general agreement with the plaintiff's counsel, we started to implement the specific settlement agreements on the current Roundup cases this summer. We have currently reached an agreement covering approximately 88,500 claims. Settlement talks with a large number of the remaining plaintiffs are being held with the support of mediator Ken Feinberg. So much for the current cases. Regarding possible future Roundup claims, we are negotiating a detailed settlement agreement with the plaintiffs' counsels based on the memorandum of understanding concluded at the beginning of September to address the court's concerns. It's already foreseeable that the revised proposal will cost around $2 billion more than the originally expected $1.25. We expect completion of the formal agreement in the next few weeks and will then file a motion for preliminary approval to the court. As I already said, we are expecting our business to be stable in 2020 despite all the headwinds. We even see an increase in currency-adjusted EBITDA before special items compared to 2019. And for 2021, we're also anticipating sales at the 2020 level, although earnings are set to decline year on year. However, under the current circumstances, the Bayer Group will not be able to achieve its original annual growth target to 4-5%. This is due, in part, to negative currency effects, as well as a sharp decline in prices in China. Against this backdrop, we issued an ad hoc disclosure on the 30th of September in which we announced that based on our planning, we would be unable to meet the more optimistic market expectations for 2021. We also announced non-cash impairment charges for our agricultural business, which we have specified today. At the same time, we announced a series of countermeasures such as the acceleration of existing efficiency programs and additional cost savings. We're also reviewing options to exit non-strategic business below the divisional level. The savings realized will be primarily utilized for further investment in innovation and profitable growth opportunities and for advancing our debt reduction efforts. Bolt-on acquisitions and in-licensing are planned at pharmaceuticals and consumer health in particular. Against this backdrop, I'm delighted to say that we have successfully completed negotiations to acquire Ask Bio, as announced last week. Ask Bio is an American pharmaceutical company that specializes in the research, development, and manufacture of gene therapies across different therapeutic areas. This acquisition significantly strengthens our position in cell and gene therapies. Ask Bio's development portfolio includes attractive preclinical and clinical stage candidates for the treatment of neuromuscular, central nervous system, cardiovascular, and metabolic diseases, as well as diseases of the central nervous system. This includes therapeutics for Parkinson's disease and congestive heart failure, as well as clinical candidates for hemophilia, to name but a few examples. Ask Bio is expected to generate a significant number of new products each year in the short, medium, and long term. Considering the ongoing investments, as well as our pharmaceuticals and LEAPS partnerships, the acquisition of a majority stake in Care of, the purchase of Candy Care Therapeutics, and now Ask Bio, we have invested almost 3 billion euros in our pharmaceuticals and consumer health businesses this year. And that's on top of ongoing R&D investment of around another 3 billion euros in this field. As you can see, even during a challenging year, such as 2020, we're consistently harnessing opportunities that arise and investing in for future growth. We also received some good news for our agricultural business last week with the U.S. EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, announcing a new 5-year registration for our herbicide, Dicamba. This really is great news for U.S. farmers and also for the competitive profile of our soy and cotton business in the coming years. That brings me to the end of my general remarks, so we can now move on to the data for the third quarter, which will be presented by Wolfgang Nickel.